From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the UN Security Council takes up the unraveling Syrian ceasefire. The UN Security Council is now talking about Syria's civil war as a temporary truce unravels and international tensions rise. A day after the U.S., Russia, and other powers sought to keep the week-old ceasefire alive, the same actors are debating the conflict in a public setting. Moscow-backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, while Washington supports many of the rebel factions fighting to topple him. Both say they're committed to fighting the Islamic State group and al-Qaeda-linked militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the time to act is now.
Supposedly, we all want the same goal. I've heard that again and again. Russia, Iran, the United States, Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, everybody sits there and says, we want a united Syria, secular, respecting the rights of all people, in which the people of Syria can choose their leadership. But we are proving woefully inadequate in our ability to be able to get to the table and have that conversation and make it happen.
A relief organization reported 5 medical staff killed in an airstrike in northern Syria Tuesday night, the latest in a series of attacks on humanitarian workers. Protesters clashed with police and shut down a major highway overnight in the eastern U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina. That after a black officer fatally shot a black man at an apartment complex. The clashes left about 24 people injured, including 12 officers. Charlotte's mayor said on Twitter the community deserves answers and pledged a full investigation. This is VOA News. U.S. officials unsealed a criminal indictment against Afghan-born bombing suspect Ahmad Khan Rahami, charging him with planting a series of bombs in New York and New Jersey over the past 3 days in an act of terrorism. Prosecutors in New Jersey initially charged the 28-year-old with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from his shootout with police in the town of Linden Monday morning. That left him and 2 police officers wounded. The FBI revealed earlier Tuesday that it carried out an assessment of Rahami in 2014 based on a tip from his father, who was concerned about his son's possible involvement with extremists. The father spoke with reporters.
The FBI has told them that your son was involved in terrorism overseas.
And did you later retract that?
You told that to the FBI. You
yes.
called them and told them.
Yes.
And what did they say?
They're not doing the job.
They didn't do their job.
Surveillance video has shown Rahani in the vicinity of a spot where a bomb went off in New York City Saturday night, injuring 29 people, and another unexploded bomb recovered several hours later. It is also believed to be the source of multiple pipe bombs found abandoned near a railway station in nearby Elizabeth, New Jersey. In his final speech as U.S. president to the United Nations Gathering of the World on Tuesday, Barack Obama stressed the importance of cooperation over isolation. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Beshear has more.
President Obama arrived late for his final UN General Assembly speech. When he finally took the podium, he spoke at length about the importance of collaboration in resolving global challenges.
And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided and ultimately in conflict along age-old lines of nation and tribe and race and religion.
Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
A man was shot and wounded by Turkish police outside the Israeli embassy in Ankara after he shouted slogans and wielded a knife on Wednesday. But initial inquiries indicated he had no links to an organized group, according to officials. The man, a 41-year-old from the central city of Konya, was carrying a bag and brandishing a 12-inch knife as he approached the embassy, according to the Ankara's governor's office. He was shot in the leg after ignoring a warning from police, it said, adding he did not appear to be linked to a group. According to initial examinations, the man appears mentally unstable with no criminal record or organizational links. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.